All right, let's get started. Welcome everyone to the first episode of Click. By way of introduction, we've got Swoo here, or my proper name is actually Stephen, but all of my friends call me Swoo. I'll be co-host of Click moving forward, and we've also got Kai on the line as well, who will be my regular co-host as well for Click moving forward.
Yeah, and we're really looking forward to this. I think this will be a bit of fun, and you know, we'll explain how this came about and why we're doing this.
Yeah, so just to give you guys a quick intro, I mean, we're two close friends and I guess work colleagues. I mean, that's how we know each other. We're both into tech. We love to play with things and generally like to learn about, you know, different cool tools and gadgets that are out there on the market. Some that are more useful than others, some that we probably would never use in our lives, but we just like to have a chat about, you know, what we could do with them in the never-never. We spend a fair bit of time between us, I guess, looking up different gadgets, trying to understand what they're useful for, and then ultimately whether we should buy them or not. More often than not, it's Kai coming to me about some cool thing that he's found and me talking him out of it, or vice versa, or sometimes we just take the plunge together. You know, we're not coders, we're not programmers, so we really bring a down-to-earth view when we're talking about it. You're not going to see us talking about, you know, specific code or different coding languages or whatnot like that. But I guess we normally don't share this stuff, and it just normally stays between us, I guess, and sometimes our friend circles and families when they have sort of similar decisions. So given COVID-19 and how we're stuck at home trying to find things to do with ourselves, we thought we'd try something new and try and turn those chats into a podcast.
Yeah, that's right. And I think, you know, we do really enjoy talking a lot about tech, and not just the pros and cons of tech, like a lot of the reviews that you see out there, but more around the pros and cons that's context specific to the actual needs that we need. So more often than not, over time, we've got friends and family coming in and telling us or asking us for advice around, you know, I need this, I have a specific problem that I'm looking for a tech solution. And that's where we start weighing in around, oh, what do you actually need it for? And then effectively tailor our recommendations that way. And so we thought, you know, this could be useful for other people.
Yeah. So I guess, Kai, you know, let's take that as a chance. I guess there's a question on my mind and probably everyone else who's listening. What is Click?
Yeah. So Click, I think, is not so much. So it is ultimately a tech podcast, but it's more of a tech with more of a life focus, where we'll bring perspectives on the latest and greatest tech and gadgets. And talk about it more through the lens of our lives and the actual problems that we're trying to achieve or solve with the tech.
Yeah, and I guess the thing that we're trying to do here that I guess, you know, let's take a step back, everyone who's listening. I mean, there's about 1,001 different tech podcasts, tech blogs, tech news. You know, tech is everything these days. Tech isn't really a distinct part of our lives. It is a core component of everything in our lives these days. And so what we've found when we're going out to try and understand different things is that there's a lot of techie stuff. You know, these are things being written by sort of nerds or dorks or people who are coders, people who have a background in IT or some sort of technology background. And, you know, more often than not, I get stuck into the techie details that no one really cares about, rather than really getting to the core question around, is this going to be actually useful for a normal person? And so what we wanted Click to sort of be was, like Kai said, I guess, a simple life first tech podcast that everyone can click into, understand, and hopefully rely on in the future on when they're trying to wade through the tech landscape and trying to understand, is A better than B, or I'm trying to solve question X, what can I do?
Yeah, and Steve, as you were going through all that, the one example, and the one that's most tangible to everyone right now, is building out their home office as everyone's working from home now. And I don't know if it irked you or not, but as we were going through this and we were talking to colleagues as they built out their home office with, you know, new monitors, new mouse, and new keyboards, and it kind of irked me a little bit in terms of how they went through their purchasing decisions around just popped into the Officeworks to grab any screen, you know, based on what looked good from a price perspective, and it's more of a, I guess, an irk of, you know, we should be able to make more informed decisions, and that's something I think we want to try to help people make.
Yeah, exactly. Because I guess there's nothing worse than looking at a mate or a friend or a colleague who's gone out and bought something. And normally these things aren't cheap, right? Tech, whilst it is much cheaper now than it was about 10 years ago, it's still not cheap. You're still dropping a couple hundred dollars, and that's a lot of money at the end of the day. And you'd hate to see people come home with things that you know just aren't right for them, or you can tell that they've been conned, or some salesperson who's trying to hit their sales targets has palmed something off that that's really isn't right for them.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's right. And I think, you know, core to what we're trying to achieve is to help you push that dollar a bit further to get, you know, something of a better quality or something that will last you longer and something that's going to suit your needs more.
Yeah, and ultimately it's that last piece. Whilst the dollar and quality point is really important, at the end of the day, it needs to solve the problem that you're trying to solve. There's no point buying the best thing in the world if it's, you know, it helps you do all these things, but happens to leave that one thing that you're trying to solve off the list. That's not helpful. So it's really about thinking about what are you trying to do here.
Yeah, that's right. So I guess that's a good segue, Steve, to maybe have a chat about what we can expect or listeners can expect from episodes going forward.
Yeah, so bringing that theme and trying to make that a consistent theme for this. I mean, moving forward, we'll try and anchor every podcast to, I guess, a single core challenge that we or you are trying to solve. Ultimately, either that's through some sort of tech gadget, technical solution, or some sort of piece of software or service, something like that. That's what we'll try and bring as the sort of centerpiece for the Click podcast moving forward. You know, we'll try and bring our own questions and thoughts and what we see are the best thing out there and what we've seen that's actually useful that will be helpful for what we're trying to solve. So whether that be our problem, your problem, we ultimately want that to be yours, but, you know, we're happy to bring things to the table. And these might range from simple things like, hey, I need to help back up my phone now. You know, I've got all my photos on there. I don't want to lose me in case I drop it down the toilet. What's the best way to do this for me? I've heard of this thing called the cloud. I have no idea what that is. Tell me what to do. All the way to something a bit more complicated like, you know, I've got a home office set up. I've got 3 computers at home, you know, one for my daughter, one for my wife, one for my son. I want them all backed up all the time. And, in case we move house or if there's a fire, I want to be able to grab all that stuff instantly. So trying to suit the needs from all ends of the spectrum, whether you're a real techo to the point where you're, you know, completely almost tech phobic, but obviously you have to have technology in your life these days. It's almost a mandatory part of society that we live in. That's what we want to try and do.
Yeah. And for that, you know, for the real techo listeners, you know, we'd be keen to hear your perspectives as well, because, you know, obviously our perspectives are not the source of truth. It's based on our perspectives of the tech and what we think it could be useful for. So, you know, it'd be really good to hear about your perspectives too.
Yeah, and so I guess the other thing that we should mention to you guys is that, you know, we ultimately want to have some sort of what we're calling a clickback section where, you know, you guys tell us what you guys are trying to solve, what questions you have, whether that be anchored to a purchasing decision or anything particularly tech related. Feel free to shoot that through. We do want to make this as interactive as possible and bring as much of you guys into this as well. We want to be the mouthpiece for you guys. And I think this is probably the section that we're most excited about, because we really want to hear from you guys on what you want to hear from us. So I guess just to close that off, I guess the last thing that we'll have in each of these episodes is probably just a quick segment on just general tech news. You know, a lot of stuff is going on these days that aren't always anchored to a problem. You know, you've probably heard, you know, things from a phone launch to a computer launch to, you know, new software or new iOS, new Android, all these different things that go on throughout the year. We'll try and touch on this in a little bit of detail just to keep you guys informed around, you know, what's important, what do you guys need to know, as well as anything else loosely that we think is interesting and worth sharing with you guys. And we'll try and tailor that over time, I guess, to what you guys tell us you like. You know, ultimately, we want to build a nice follower base that thinks the same way that we do, has the same interests as we do, so we can start to have a forum and start to have a good discussion so it's not just Kai and I. We can actually bring you guys into the conversation as well. And so, like I said, when we started this, you know, this is something that we're just trying out. You know, it's something new. We're not expert podcasters. We're not in the media or entertainment industry. So, you know, these plans might change. We're going to try a few things, see what works best for us, and most importantly, see what works best for you guys. And so we're happy to take on feedback and see what and play around with the format as well, and hopefully evolve Click along with what you guys like.
Cool. So I guess that's probably a good point for us to effectively kick this off and have a chat about, you know, how we think about tech, cover a bit of our philosophies before we actually jump into our first formal episode going forward.
Yeah, cool. So I'll kick off. I mean, I guess on a really simplistic level, I'm an Apple guy through and through in terms of technology. I guess what this means, other than product-wise and things that I use, is that I'll usually, whenever I'm making or thinking about tech and whether I want something, is I try and focus on things that are relatively simple and generally have been tried and tested and are a bit more mainstream. you know, I don't, whilst I do like to tinker with more edgy things and I guess things that aren't mainstream yet, ultimately, when it comes to me making a purchasing decision, I'll usually stick with something that's tried and tested, just because of the safety that comes with, in terms of warranty and things like that. I'll usually focus on what the experience is rather than the tech or detail. So when you see me look at a laptop or a phone, you're not going to hear me talk about RAM. You're not going to hear me talk about how fast it is in terms of gigahertz or teraflops or whatever those things are that everyone says. I'm going to say I'm use this because it's easy to use and I like how it, I like how it works. You know, it's simple. I just want it to work and I just don't want it to feel broken. I mean, it's as simple as that for me. I mean, that's what it is at the core. And so I guess that's ultimately why Apple, at least to date, don't know what's going to happen in the future, draws me in terms of the way they approach products and especially the way that they market them and position them. It has a lot of cut through with me. And I guess that hopefully gives you a bit of insight into the sort of perspective I'm going to bring in Click.
Yeah, yeah. And that's quite interesting as you say that out loud. I've never realized we're actually on quite different spectrums of how we think about tech and, you know, with the tech that we have in our life. I'm probably more of a hybrid approach where from a mobile perspective, I'm deeply embedded in the Apple ecosystem. I've got an Apple Watch, iPhone, iPad. I just really value how seamless and how things work from an Apple perspective. But from a PC perspective, from work and personal life as well, I'm more of a Windows person. So I like to tinker with my tech from that perspective. I build my own computer. I have used MacBooks before, and well, it's a really beautiful piece of tech. I've still tended to come back to PCs just because of the programs that I've used at work, and it's just more friendly on a Windows environment. So I'm a mix of both, but I guess I do like to tinker more with my tech to be able to, you know, better suit it to my needs and customize it, you know, to different ways.
Yeah, and I think that's why our conversations, at least reflecting personally, are usually, I mean, like you said, we have similar core beliefs and priorities and philosophies in terms of when we buy things and think about technology. But I think we come from it at different angles, but similar angles, and that always drives a useful sort of debate between us. We usually land in a similar sort of place around what we think is the right way forward. Sometimes we won't, like you buying a PC, that's an atrocity, but we'll touch on that another day. But I think that makes for a really good conversation. I think that balance and that dynamic between us should give our listeners, I think, a really good rounded perspective on the types of things that they should think about and all the aspects of different technology before they jump right into the fold.
And I think where we overlap in terms of how we think about tech is really around the usability of things.
Mm, yeah.
So often when I'm about to, you know, buy a new piece of tech, what I tend to do, and you know, this is time wise, this is a potential time sink where, you know, you go down the rabbit hole. But I actually like to go through, you know, lots of reviews, both, you know, the 1-star ratings and the 5-star ratings. So I could just read through people's comments around the tech. So that gives me a perspective on the usability before I dive in. And as I go through those reviews, I'd start thinking about what I need it for and how do my needs reflect against the reviews and also the product specs before I dive in and, you know, try it out and see if it actually works for me or not.
Yeah. Meanwhile, if you think about the way I make a decision is, I think that looks cool. Can I use it? Maybe, probably. If I'll usually try and find a need for it, usually sometimes to no avail, as you'll politely point out to me more often than not. But then it's really about, is this going to be easy to use for me? Because, you know, I'm not a techo person. If this has to, you know, go through some elaborate program or some elaborate interface to actually make this work on a day-to-day basis, I'm just going to be like, nah, I'll pass, and I probably just won't buy anything if there's nothing else on the market that works for me.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess that's you know, effectively what we're trying to bring together. You know, both perspectives of that we bring to this conversation. You know, hopefully that will resonate with the techers, but also the people who just want things to work for what they need it for. And yeah, we're really, really excited to kick this off.
All right, cool. So maybe let's just wrap that up here today. I mean, I think we've covered a lot here in terms of a first episode. I mean, we obviously recorded our introduction, which is about 30 seconds long, to give our listeners, I guess, an understanding of who we are. Hopefully these last 10, 15 minutes has given you guys a bit more of an introduction as to who we are and what we're trying to do here. And hopefully this is enough for you guys to come back and join us in the next episode. So thanks for clicking in, everyone. We'd love to hear what you guys think of this. Please feel free to shoot us an email or leave us a review. Just see the show notes for the contact details if you guys can't find them. But otherwise, thanks for tuning in and we'll listen to you guys next time. Cheers.